In the Mishnah Basra of the Gemara, yes, the Kasha in the Mishnah Basra. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that a person's chayav on somebody else's chometz when you have a chayis? According to Reb Shimon, who holds over grand lamon, come on with that. What do you need a pasuk for? Gemara is the kasha and Reb Shimon. Like the bottom of the Gemara is all the way around. Now Reb Shimon, the Gemara's kasha was that. Galt, you hold all of a dummy, girl, mom, come on, dummy. So, what do you need a pasuk for? Says the Gemara, that means, the Gemara understands in the Kasha of the Lishna Basra. I'm starting from the Lishna Basra today. Tomorrow we'll work our way back to the Lishna Kama. That means the Lishna Basra took on, let's break this down slowly, that dummy, girl, mom, come on, dummy is enough about your Rabbi Matze. Because the Gemara held that if I hold dummy, girl, mom, come on, dummy, all over Shas, different places, that's enough to explain why you're everybody Rabbi Matze. That's enough to explain why everybody Rabbi Matze. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, no, that even though normally your Shimon holds over Grand Lamar Kamal Dami, but over here where it's Be'en, where over here calls man the Zachas Be'en, it goes back to the owner. Like the chometz, that the guy was mafkid by me, but it calls man as be'en, it goes back to the owner. As well as the Gemara means to say, that about the be'en of the chometz itself still belongs to the owner, haraya, because hadar be'en, I give it back to the owner. So that's not called that the be'en of the chometz, the mamoshes of the chometz in the way it is, that means what's the Gemara answering? The Gemara said that Rava said to the Bnei Mechuza, since tomorrow when it's going to get lost, tomorrow when it's going to get stolen, then it's going to be recycled. So he said, but right now, in the state that it is, it goes back to the Adon, it's the Adon's. So if a Dovah Gan Lamon Kamon Dami is not enough to go ahead and make the Yogi by Rava Watze, because the Be'en of the Chometz, the Chometz the way it is now, when it's here, goes back to the Adon. So what's the... What is this pircha? Is a chayra? I want to still have a nusach now, which I'm going to build on the whole day. What I'm going to say is that you want to use davar gran l'mamun k'mamun dami to go tell me that it's mine? It's true. The Gemara is not saying that this thing doesn't have a gran moment. It has a gran moment because tomorrow, etc. But that's not enough for by Rabbi Matze. That's not enough for right now. The state of the be'en. It means it's true that the girl of Mammon gives you a bialis on the light be'en. It gives you a bialis on the tomorrow. But on the be'en, the way the object is today, you don't have a bialis right now. The object, the way it is, it goes back to the bialim. It's his. And what the Gemara means to say is that that's not enough for by Rabbi Matze. The Gemara, by the way, in the Havimin is not saying that, oh, there's no Dovah girl of Mammon over here. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying there's no Dovah girl of Mammon here. There is a Dovah girl of Mammon over here. But it's not enough for by Rabbi Matze. That's the Pashto's Kaki Baltimore. I've always had to read the Gemara. This riot to what I just said. What am I coming off Fuke? I want to be specific. You could theoretically say the Gemara meant to say, we don't say Dava Grand Moment when it calls Man the Zach Be'en. There's no Grand Moment. That's not what the Gemara is. What the Gemara said was that on the Be'en, for to be everybody, Rabbi Matze, on the thing right now, when it's sitting here right now, it's the Bailams. Right now, the Zach Kamoshu, who goes back to the Bailam. That tomorrow there'll be this, there'll be that. That's not enough to give me a Bailas on the Zach. Slowly. What's it? Comes with the Gemara and says, Kamash Valon, there's a pasuk. I want to point out to you, I want to take apart this very, very delicate and aggravating Gemara, which is a huge source of controversy between Reb Chaim and the Ktzos, okay? The Gemara has three parts to it. The Gemara said it's poshut, that if you're double girl a moment, it's enough for Vayiro. That's part one. The Gemara said there's a Havamina that no, because over here, when it's Be'en, the Be'en belongs to the Bible. And number three, is the Gemara says, there's a pasuk that tells me, Kamash Malon, no, we do say that you're chayiv. Yesh lachka, what's the pshat in the Kamash Malon? The two ways to learn the Kamash Malon. The Gemara had a havimina that we say over here, Dabar Gran Lamon is enough to make it mine. Says the Gemara Teretz that without a pasuk, the Gemara said, what are you in a pasuk for? Says the Gemara, without a pasuk, I would say that we have this new svara called Ben. What's the Kamash Malon? No, you are a chayiv by your own. Yesh lachka, boy. Two ways to learn. One way of learning is that the Pasuk is megala to me an international yesod, that the half min of Be'en is wrong. No, we say Dovah Gran Lamam and Kamam and Dovah, even when it's Be'en, it's called Jules, and it's international, all over. That means the yesod of Rav Shimon, who said Dovah Gran Lamam and Kamam and Dovah, makes it yours. It's even when it's Be'en, even when the Zach's here in front of me, even when the Zach in front of me would go back to the Ba'alum, V'cheina V'cheina, all that's true. All that's true. That's the Kamashal. The Kamashal is, you made a mistake. Your Kash is a mistake. Your half min is a mistake. We say Dovah Gran Lamam even on the Be'en, even though it's here in front of me. Is that what way of learning it? Or the way of learning it is that the commercial one is that no, you're right. Standard Dovah Gran Lamam can't provide the goods. Standard Dovah Gran Lamam can't provide the goods. Obey is a special Xeris Akasov for Ba'i Matse and Ba'i Ra, that even though it doesn't stem with the regular rules of even though the regular level of Dovah Gran Lamam can't supply the goods because of the Gemara's far of Ban. But there's a Xeris Akasov by Chametz. It's a Chametz part. By Chametz is a special Xeris Akasov that it's enough for the, what do you call it? Azay Shteh, the Chayr over here, the three parts. So that's the Chakira. Part one is the Gemara says that Dovah Gran Lamam Kamam Domi is enough for Ba'i Ra. The Gemara says, Asar, it's not enough for Ba'i Ra. Because when the thing is Be'en, without the Be'en, without the object itself, belongs to the Ba'ilim. Therefore, there's a half a mina that I wouldn't take Gran Lamam. Kamashval on the Pasuk. How is the Gemara coming to explain why I need the Pasuk of Lay Matzi? Kamashval on the Pasuk that you are over. Yesh Lachkar. The Pasuk's a Gilui that the half a mina is wrong. The Pasuk is a Gilui that we go back to standard baseline Din of Dovah Gran Lamam, or is the Pasuk saying, you're right, your Havamina is a good Havamina, that's why I need a Pasuk. And the Pasuk saying a local Vard in Chametz. By the way, politically speaking, when you have a Pasuk by Chametz, who says it is a Gilui to all over? Politically speaking, when you have a Pasuk by Chametz, who says it is a Gilui to all over? Now, this Chakira that I just said, about what is the Kamashvalon? Is the Kamashvalon a retraction and a Chazorah of the Etzim Havamina of Be'en, or is it just a local Xeris HaKasuk by Chametz? We have a Raya from Rashi. We have a first Raya from Rashi. Rashi is Mefurish. Why is Rashi Mefurish? Because Rashi asks the Kasha and says, oh, you told me a new Yisoid called Be'en? It's a first Raya from Rashi. We're going to see the Yisoid soon. He says like this. First Raya from Rashi. Rashi says, you just told me a Yisoid called Be'en, that when the thing is Be'en, we don't say what? We don't say Dovah Gran Lamam. In fact, Rashi, what do you mean? Reb Shimon said that if you steal Kotchim, the Chai Bacharusan, the Zach is Be'en. I don't understand, I want to stop there before Rashi's Teretz. What's his Kasha? Halei, it was only a Havamina of a Gemara, not a Maskana. The Maskana was that Halei Matzi teaches me that we say Dovah Gran Lamam, even when it's Ben. What's Rashi asking? Halei, the Rashi's a Pella. Rashi, the Gemara over here said, oh, we only say Dovah Gran Lamam, it's not Ben, not when it's Ben. In fact, Rashi, what do you mean? Rav Shimon said the dinner of Kotchim Shechayah Bachrusim, if a guy said Harei Alai, and somebody stole it, you pay careful, it's Re'eu. Rashi says what Rashi wants. What's Rashi's kasha? Rashi says the whole teretz that when you steal it already, it's not be'en. B'chula. What's Rashi's kasha? I don't understand. The Gemara, there was a havamina. The Gemara said a commercial one. Rashi's a pedal over here. Rashi asks a kasha and says, how could the Gemara say that we only say? How could the Gemara say that we only say the din of Dovah Gran Lamam when it's loy be'en, not when it's ben? In fact, Rashi, what do you do with Rav Shimon's classic case of kotchim shechayah b'chirusim, where a guy said, I realize somebody stole it? Says Rashi, hold on, what's this kasha? I understand. It's a half mean of a Gemara. The Gemara is a pasuk, and the pasuk teaches me that the half mean is wrong. Shteh mefurish in the Rashi, black on white, that the half mean of blabs the maskana. The half mean that says that when something's ben, we don't say the din of Dovah Gran Lamam stays the maskana. It stays the maskana that we don't say Dovah Gran Lamam gives you pilus on the ben, gives you pilus on the gufa dover, even after the maskana of the Gemara. And that's why Rashi asks, how could the Gemara say you saw it over here that when something's be'en, you don't have Dovah Gran Lamam? What do you do with over there? Kosh Mishchai Be'ach. Rashi answers a teretz, which we'll see in a minute. Shteh Mefurish and Rashi. We'll start with Rashi. Shteh Mefurish and Rashi, something which is not posh to me in the Gemara. Shteh Mefurish and Rashi, that the Kamashvalon of the Gemara is not a Kamashvalon, a global Kamashvalon, in Git that the Havamin is wrong. The Kamashvalon, I could have learned, half a Kamashvalon, you're wrong. The Pasuk teaches me, you're wrong. Even when it's bad, we say that it's yours. Shteh Mefurish Rashi not like this. What's Rashi asking from Kotchim Shchai Be'ach Rusan? What's Rashi asking it? It's Besachko, it's a mistaken Havamin. It was a Havamin with a Kamashvalon. What's Rashi asking? Akasha, I say, after the Kamashvalon, we know. Shteh Mefurish and Rashi, let's build. Shteh Mefurish and Rashi, that the Kamashvalon from the Pasuk is nothing more then Xeris HaKosav by Chometz. By Chometz, it's enough. If it's a chometz, it's enough. But all over, we don't say the yisoid of davar gerel moment when it's been. What do you do with the dinner of Rav Shimon? Of course, from Shechayav Achriusam. Rashi learned that the commercial one is an achanami, the kasha, the havamina blives. The havamina that says that when something is been, we don't say the dinner of davar gerel moment is stays chayav kayim. Just the commercial one is a local commercial one of chometz. That chometz is enough for by Rabbi Mosse. For fact, Rashi, what about kasha Shechayav Achriusam? Wait a minute.
The havamina had to be, it's not called
to every moment. It's not true. It's not true. Because it could be that it's not enough to give bailus when the zach is be'en. And the commercial one is, you're right, it's not enough except for Bachomet. It's like Rashi but Bachomet is Chabach Rusa. And every Rashi over there, I'm not getting bailus be'en. I'm using the bailus for the Shalibin. You know what I said? I answered that the havamina was that we don't say Dovah Gerel moment to give bailus on a be'en. That havamina blibes. Chometz is a special gzeres akosuf that it's enough of ayiro. Fact Rashi, very good. That's a pasuk by chometz. What do you do by kashmir shechayav achriusam? What's the problem, brother? What?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
Say it. Oh. So we have a mefurish raya from Rashi to big yedia. I feel asking, by the way, who told Rashi this, by the way? Why does Rashi learn that? The pasuk teaches me a kamashulon that the hatmin is a mistake. Like what kamashulon is all sacred type. That was kamashulon. Is Rashi based on himself, like I just said in Pshat, that since the Pasuk is in the parasha of Chometz, you have a riot to Chometz, you don't have a riot to all over. Shocking Rashi. But some force of Rashi. Rashi is a big idea. Rashi teaches us the dynamics of the Shaka Vatara and the Gemara, that the Gemara blibed with the Havamina, that the din of Dovah Gerel moment should not apply over here. The din of Dovah Gerel moment should not apply over here. And the Pshat is the Kamash Lon is the Chometz. It's enough. By your Rabbi Moshe, as I say. We'll talk about the Rabbanon tomorrow. I'm learning a Gemara now with a Rashi. I'm learning a Gemara. Later. I'm saying a Forsha, I don't know what the Rabban, I'm saying a Forsha Gemara. I have a Shaka Vatario. I have a Raya from Rashi. It's a major Raya from Rashi, by the way. It's not so posh. I'll be honest with you, if not for the Rashi, I wouldn't learn the Gemara. Like, I don't know. I'm talking about the Chamina, Kamashwalon. Then we say, Dovah Gerel Moment, come on. We'd like to be more than the Chamina. I just said there were three stages in the Gemara. Stage one was Dovah Gerel Moment does it without a Pasik. There was a Chamina, there's a Kamashwalon. Oh. Is the story like this? That's the Gemara. Now, there's a major problem. That's the Shaka Vatara of the Lishna Basra, but we're focusing on the Lishna Basra today, because that's what's critical. The Ketzayis of Simishin Pevavs of Katan Zayin asks a world-famous kasha. The Ketzayis of Simishin Pevavs of Katan Zayin asks a world-famous kasha. The Ketzayis of Simishin Pevavs, it's the kasha that the Reb Chaim brings down in Ginzei Agrach. What's Ginzei Agrach? Ginzei Agrach is a Ksav Yad of Reb Chaim that they found 50, 60 years ago. They found it in Johannesburg. It was a grandson of the Beis Halevi who had this Ksav Yad. So they printed it. But you wouldn't know where Johannesburg is and why in the world would anybody in Johannesburg have a Ksav Yad of the Graf. But that's a different topic for a different time. Akoponim, this Reb Chaim is brought down in many, many different sources. It's a Reb Chaim Pi Hashmur. His Tamid didn't bring it down. Reb Chaim is brought down in 4 or 5 different places. Reb Chaim said a terrorist at Ksaisis Kasha. And we'll go slowly. And I want to spend a long time using the Reb Chaim on 2 levels. One is for the etzem dialogue that he had with the Ketzayis and the effect that it had on HaSukkah. The Ketzayis brings down a kasha from his son. Who has the kasha on Agamar? Agamar comes out that when something is be'en, the be'en of the Zach, Dovah Gerel Moment can't make the be'en yours. It can make the Shaloi be'en yours. For example, the Gavi Gnever, it's called, you stole it from the guy when the thing's not here anymore. It's a kasha from a Mefurash Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Very interesting Gemara. The din is over there, you know, where you have Irani Dachas, where everyone served the Avodah Zarah. So the din is, you have to kill out all the behemoths, Becharev, with a sword. Ushlala Lavois, and everything Shlala, all the booty of the town, everything that belongs to the town, all the mamonas of the town, has to be destroyed and burned. The Gemara over there in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Beis on the Beis that I printed out for you today says, what happens if a guy lives in Irani Dachas, he's part of the town, and he has an animal that's kachim? It's kachim gadoshim, okay? It's a oil, it's a shlomim. But it's kachim shechayev achriusam, he said a real lie. Says the Gemara of Mavulti Kazach over there in Sanhedrin Kufi Bezim Abez, that if a guy is living in Irani Dachas, he's an official legal tender citizen of Irani Dachas, and he owns a behemoth that's kachim, which he owns, he doesn't own it, it's not his, it belongs to Akash Bokul. Well, the word is, he has a real life relationship. It's Kachem Shechayev Achriusam. Says the Gemara, that we bought Dovah Gerel Moment. Kamam and Dami, it's called a privately owned animal, and it's included in Shlola Lavois. It's included in the behemoths of the town that they have to be killed with a sword, like all the other animals of the town. A shocking case, a shocking Gemara. I live in an Irani Dachas. I have an animal in my backyard that's fundamentally not mine. It's not my animal. It belongs to the Abish. That's a Korban Oilo. Just because it was Kotchum Shechai Bacharus. And Bibald, I was Chai Bacharis. And Bibald, I have Harei Alai. So therefore, we activate the Din of Dover Hagur Lomomoy Kimom and Dami. And Mimela. It's called mine, legabi the nafkamina, that it belongs to somebody from an Ir HaNidachas, and it gets killed. In fact, the Kseis' son is against Agamara. Agamara said that something that's be'en, when it's be'en, it doesn't belong to me. It's only mine, legabi the shaloi be'en, like Rashi says, when it gets stolen, it's called mine. But legabi the state of be'en, when the object is here, we don't say the din of what it called. We don't say the din of the Dabagar Lamamin. Now, the case over there of... Avirin Hidachas is not talking about when the animal's not here. We're talking when the animal's here today, right? The animal's here in front of me. And I want to know, is it my animal or not my animal? It's banned. Now, this animal is an animal that's banned. When the animal's banned and you give it back to the violin where it's not yours 100%, right? It's only yours when it gets lost. But right now, it's not mine. Over there, the animal didn't get stolen. Over there, the animal's here in front of me and I want to go burn it. As I fract the Ktsois' son to the Heilige Ktsois' discussion. One second. First of all, and be'ikr, this says is a right to what I just said in Rashi, that the havamin of the Gemara, that the end doesn't work, blives the maskana. This says is a raya to what I just built from Rashi, that the havamin of the Gemara, that when something is be'en, we don't say dovah gerel momin, is a raya. What's the Ktsais asking? It's only a havamina. Ktsais, the son of the Ktsais asked the Kasha and said, "Hey, look at that! Hey, look at Ktsais Achoshin. How could the Gemara say in Kufiyot Bezim and Bezim Sanhedrin that what? That the animal, which is Kotrim Shchai Bachrus, is called belonging to a private citizen, and therefore it's an Ir HaNidachas Dikavahema. Haloi, it's banned. The animal's here in front of me right now, and calls man that it's here in front of me. It doesn't belong to me. Well, that's what the Ktsais Kasha is. It's only a havamina. The Gemara says a maskana, Kamashul, I have a pasuk. Is the Ktsais learned like we learned in Rashi? That the Havamina blives. It's only a commercial on Bechomet. That's Ravus. The whole world says that this Ktsais is a raya, that the commercial on is a Chomet's commercial on. For Chomet, it's enough of Bayer over Motze. But like Abbey General Bayer, the Moitik and Afkamina, the Ktsais is a beautiful Afkamina. Ktsais says, I have an Afkamina where the Zach is be'en, the animal didn't go anywhere, and we say the din of Dabagar in the moment. As I fact the Ktsais, the son of the Ktsais, asked in the Shimon Shin Pevos of Kanzain, the famous Ktsais is Kasha, it's a raya that the Ktsais learned the Gemara the way we were Medayak and Rashi. It's like this. Came on Reb Chaim in Ginzei Agrach and many other places. The Reb Chaim's quote, I printed out to you the Ginzei Agrach because it's clear. But the Chatzkel Abramsky, Chazan Yechazkel brings it down, or Shmuel brings down to Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim Leizer in Achiezer brings down to Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is brought down in many different Nesoyas. But the clearest way is this Ginzei Agrach, which is a big mitzvah. Reb Chaim said a massive teretz on the kasha of the Ktsais. He calls it in the piece over there, that teretz Chachomim, or the Gedei Le'achronim. The problem with the teretz is that it doesn't stim. But we'll speak over Reb Chaim anyway. Reb Chaim said, Amar de Kazach, Reb Chaim said, actually what we said on Thursday is two types of Dabar Grel Amon. And what we said on Thursday is not that Reb Chaim says what we said what Reb Chaim says, because I already knew Reb Chaim. Yeah. Reb Chaim said there's two types of Dovah Grel Amomen. Reb Chaim said like this. There's one type of Dovah Grel Amomen where the actual existence of the money right now is saving you money. For example, what's the classic case where the actual existence is saving you money? The case of the stealing. I stole a truck of cake, the Gemara in Bava Kamma. I stole a truck of cake, and the Tzchomesh Oval Pesach, and if you won't come and burn the truck of cake that I stole, I can say, Rishon Cholofanecha, I can give back the truck of cake, Yagam, that it's worthless, and you went ahead, and you blocked me from saying, Rishon Cholofanecha. Says Rashi over there in Bava Kamma, that the etzem existence of the truck every second is saving me $1,000, because Kolzman, the truck is around, it's going in the moment, it's keeping me from having to pay money. I mean, I'm a Gathlin, I have a chiyuv to pay $1,000 already from the second I stole the truck. Just cold man, the truck's around. Like I say, Rishon Cholofanecha, I eat worthless because Chomish Olva Pesach is also behind. It doesn't have any value. Make a difference. I'm allowed to say Rishon Cholofanecha. Here's your cake. Here, Bakasha, eat it. Okay? You can't eat it too big. It's not my problem. Here's the object that I stole. The minute that you go ahead and burn my truck, so now you're causing me a loss. So why is it called the Dovah Grel Amomen? Not because of what's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen today. Right now, and Rashi speaks this out in Bava Kamma. Right now, the existence of the truck is Germa. It's saving me money. Why? I repeat again the lumpness of Reb Chaim. Because I already have a chiv now to give back the truck. I have the second I stole the truck, I have a chiv every second to give $1,000. The existence of the truck is saving me $1,000 on the spot. There's another type of girl in the moment. which is the our Gemara. The other type of Gemara in the moment, the reason why today, by the way, parentheses, I want to say something, and I want to offset a lot of questions tonight. The reason why today I'm not going to speak about the Gemara in Chavtes, where we spoke about the future, is because the Gemara in Chavtes is not talking about getting bailus on the thing now because of the future. It's talking about, does the thing have a value or not? It's a completely different shot of the Gemara in the moment. The Gemara in the moment of our Gemara is that I'm using the future to go say that the chometz is mine today. Al azber ezvarei. Says Reb Chaim, in the case over here in our Gemara, where you become a shomer on the chometz, right? What happened over here? You became a shomer on the chometz. Says Reb Chaim, today you don't have any obligations. I owe you something. I owe you money. In the case of our Gemara where I became a shomer, I owe you money. I don't owe you money. I don't owe you any money. I don't owe you money. Today I don't owe you money. Or boss, tomorrow, when the animal's going to get lost, then this thing's going to cause me money. How's it going to cause me money? So the lashon of the Rishonim that I asked you to see on Thursday was that Bershu Sakukai, tomorrow it's going to be in your Roshos, when it's going to get lost. By the way, even if I don't want to say such an extremism, I can lower it a notch and say, tomorrow, Lamaisa, this object's going to generate a chiyuv, okay? But today, there's no chiyuv. Today, the object's not saving you money. Today, the object's not saving you money. I don't owe you money. Tomorrow, when the object is going to get lost, then it's going to cause me a loss of money, and it'll be in my rituals, okay? Said Reb Chaim, Murray the Gavort. Said Reb Chaim, this taina that the Gemara said in the Lishna Basra. Said Reb Chaim, this taina that the Gemara said in the Lishna Basra, that because today the object is be'en, therefore we don't say Dovah Agrel a moment, is only on type 2, not on type 1. Said Reb Chaim, this that the Gemara said, said Reb Chaim, that this that the Gemara said over here, that when something is be'en, right now, Dovah Agrel a moment doesn't make it yours, that's only in type 2, not in type 1. Bir Hadvarim, I'll explain. In type 1, what does the Dovah Agrel a moment mean? Dovah Agrel a moment means that today, the Guf HaDovah, I have a financial interest in it right now. Right now, this thing's saving me money. So you can't go tell me what do you mean, the object is be'en, it goes back to the Bailam. He anaisenis. The etzim zach that the object itself in the end stage is saving me money every second, that's called girl mom. What do you tell me? Oh, right now we'll go back to the bottom. So what does that mean, by the way? You know what that means in English? It means you don't have any shachas to the object. Because it's not, what do you mean? Of course I have shachas to the object. You bet I have shachas to the object. I have a chiv of gzela, and every second that this object is sitting by me, it's saving me money. So what do you tell me? In the end stage of the object, I don't have a financial interest? Oh, for sure I have a financial interest in the end stage. Right now, this object is blocking me from having a chiyuv, take money out of my pocket. So what do you mean? In the end stage, I don't have a financial interest? I have a financial interest in the end stage. So what do you mean to ask? Says Reb Chaim. Say over Reb Chaim. One second. Says Reb Chaim. The Gemara meant to say type 2. What's type 2? Type 2 is where the word is today, I have no chiyuv b'chol. So today the object's not serving as anything, nor was. When the object's gonna get stolen, in the future, in the loibe end stage, I'll have rights, correct? In the loibe end stage, I'll have rights. In the loibe end stage, I'll have rights, but in the be'en stage, you don't have any rights. So that then in the future, you're gonna have rights. That's not enough to give you a bailus today on it. That's not enough to give you a today a bailus on it. Das nicht, that not. But in type 1 of Dovah Goyim, where today the object's saving me money, where today, that means, what do you tell me? In the Be'en you don't have bailus? No, I do have bailus in the Be'en, because the Be'en itself is saving me money. Says Reb Chaim, that the Gemara said, that something which is Be'en, we don't use Dovah Goyim, that's only in type 2 Dovah Goyim, says Reb Chaim. As Reb Chaim says, there's two types of Dovah Goyim, there's type 1 and there's type 2. In type 1, where you're saving me money now, with the etzem existence of the chayfetz by me is saving me money, that's enough that the be'en, right now, take the example of the truck of cake. There's a truck of cake. Tell me, what do you mean the truck of cake is the other guy's truck? Yeah, but I have a financial interest today in the truck of cake, because today the truck of cake is gurring me money, saving me money every second. That's cool enough to make it mine. Mashenkin, in the case of Agamar, where I'm only a shomer, where I don't have any chiyuvim yet, because nothing happened yet. So the word is, in the future I'm going to have a bailus. That's not enough to make the be'en now. Then away from Bayerot, I'm not saying now, when the chometz is my rishos. That's what Reb Chaim said, first of all, shtikl Torah number one. I just said two shtikl Torah. One is there's two types of Dovah Agrel Moment. And number two is the Sfar of the N is only a Sfar in type two. It only applies in the type of case like us over here. Slowly. Says Reb Chaim, a humongous word. Says Reb Chaim, if that's true, that there are two types of Dovah Agrel Moment. There's a Dovah Agrel Moment which is present now that the object's saving you money. There's a Davar Goyim which is based on the future, A. And B, the problem of the Gemara that's Be'en wasn't said on type 1, it was only said on type 2, because type 2 is Takana, now it's only the future. It says, okay, I have a simple teretz, so the Chesis Kash, a simple teretz. What's a simple teretz? What was the case over there by Sanhedrin? The case was type 1 or type 2. Says Rukhaim, the case of the Sanhedrin was type 1. Why is it type 1? Because it was Kashm Shechayvel and Bachrayis. Says Rukhaim, Kashm Shechayvel and Bachrayis. What's the pshat? Kashm Shechayvel and Bachrayis. Kashm Shechayvel and Bachrayis means you said, Harei Allah, you have to be a carbon, correct? So the chiv of being in the carbon is already here. Says Rukhaim. So what type of girl moment is it? Because in the future it's going to be mine? Or today, right now, the clock is ticking and this behemoth, this oila, this shepsel is saving me money. L'chayre said Rav Chaim, it's doimah to the case of chometz. Mivalt is doimah to the case of chometz. The vart is that right now, the be'en of the animal, the sheep right now, is saving me money. If right now the sheep is saving me money, so it's type 1 over there, there's no time of be'en. Mela says Rav Chaim, Avada of Gomorrah says there's a problem called be'en, that Dovah Gurin Lamoman doesn't make that be'en yours. That's only in type 2. But in type 1, there's no such a Gemara B'chol, because in type 1, you have a Siba while you have the moment as well, the object's here, because the object here is while saving me money. Mela says, Rechayim, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kufi Yubayz, on Mebayz, is going on type 1, where it's Kachman Shechayim on Achrayis, and Kachman Shechayim on Achrayis, the void is you already have the Chiyuv. So you don't already have the Chiyuv, so you have a type 1 Dovah Gerla moment. Over there, I couldn't, there's no problem with Ben, because I have the Gerla moment when it's Ben. The whole problem of the Gemara was, that Dovah Gerla moment on a Shaloi Be'en can't make the Be'en now. But if we're talking about a case where the Dach is already Be'en, where right now I have a Gerla moment, over there it wasn't said the Yisoy Bechal. Azari Zok Rav Chaim to answer the Kasha of the Kseis. Now this Rav Chaim, I repeat, said three Yisoydus. Yisoy number one is there's two types of Dovah Gerla moment. Yisoy number two is that the time of Be'en only applies to type two, because type one you have a financial interest when it's Be'en. And Rav Chaim said, if he said, that's the teretz on the kasha from Sanhedrin, because Sanhedrin is type 1, and Agama is talking about type 2. Frektahovelt on Rav Chaim, with all due respect. And Rashi Shnei Nishta say. It means, if we're going to go with the Mahalach of Rav Chaim, if we're going to go with the Mahalach of Rav Chaim, there are two types of what? We're going to go with the Mahalach of Reb Chaim that there's two types of Dovah Gerla moment. We're going to go with the Mahalach of Reb Chaim that the Tain of Be'en was only on type 2 and not on type 1. We'll accept that, by the way. It's a Glatah Sfar, by the way. It was in type 1. But his Teretz on Sanhedrin doesn't go. Because what did he answer on Sanhedrin? Sanhedrin is type 1. And type 1 doesn't have Be'en. But Rashi is, of course, not like that. Rashi asks, after the Gemara says the Yisod of Be'en, where does Rashi ask from? Rashi asks from a case where a guy stole Kotz Meshachai Bacharus and he asks from the Gemara Baba Kama. Over there, it's type 1. Why is it type 1? Because the guy is Chai Bacharus. That's what Reb Chaim's whole vort was. Reb Chaim's whole vort was that the Yisoid of Be'en, or the problem of Be'en, was only said when today, in the Be'en state, you don't have a financial interest. Your entire financial interest is based on tomorrow. Or in a case where the financial interest is ready now. And Reb Chaim speaks out that the case of Kotz Meshachai Bacharus, which is the case of Sanhedrin, is Taka type 1, because you already have a Chiyuv now. And a male effect of Zokar B'chaim, so there's no time of Ben. Rashi says, not like that. After the Gemara over here said the Yisoid of Ben, where does Rashi ask from? Rashi asks from a guy who stole Kotr Shechai B'chriuson. Oh, it's type 1, so type 1 doesn't have the Yisoid of Ben. So L'chayra, does Reb Chaim answer the Kasha of Reb Chaim? Already answered the Kasha. That's the Pel Otzum on Reb Chaim. How could he go ahead and say such a shtickle Torah? So, it's recoverable in the belt, everyone who says this, that if, that means we're going to go with Reb Chaim's Mahalach. That the Taina, that means, I want to stop here and say, what are we taking out of Reb Chaim? I want to sharpen this now much, much more to make it clear. What are we taking out of this Reb Chaim? I want to sharpen the clarity. What are we taking out of this Reb Chaim? We're taking out of this Reb Chaim is a sharp clarity of what was the taina of the Lishna Basra of Ben. We're sharpening. What was the taina? It's not before that. If you bow now, it belongs to the Bailam, so we don't see Dafa Gerla Moment. You don't think about like that. When you know the Gemara, Daf Yomi, how do you learn it? In the 1.2 seconds that you're able to read those Gemara, what do you do? What does it say? It says that when the object's Ben, it belongs to the Bailam, right? Because if the Bailam will be here, you give it back to the Bailam, right? Reb Chaim is sharpening the Gemara. What the Gemara means to say is a very sharp vort. The Gemara means to say that in a case where today you don't have a financial interest, and your entire financial interest is based on the future, so then that doesn't give you a bailus on the bed. That's the fourth. That's what the Gemara meant to ask. It's a sharpening of what the Gemara's kasha was in the Lishna Basra. What was this kasha? And by the way, this kasha, the way Reb Chaim's describing it, is that when you have a financial interest based on the future, not now, that doesn't give you a bailus in the now, that explains why the Gemara was never chayzer from that habamina. Just the kamash malon is that it's enough for chametz, but the Gemara wasn't chayzer from that habamina. Rashi is like this. The Velt says, there's totally on a big, famous, controversial Biskarov in Zvachim Daf Beis. You all know or don't know that there's a big Chakira. And the Biskarov, for other rayas, which is not our topic now, Biskarov in Zvachim, today for a huge Chiddush, and what does it mean? Kotshim Shachayim Olam Achrayas. There are two ways to learn. And Vaistais, his father, Reb Chaim, didn't know like this because he went to set the pshat that he said. Listen carefully. There are two ways to learn Kotshim Shachayim Olam Achrayas. What's Kotshim Shachayim Olam Achrayas? If a guy says a race there, if a guy says this Shepsel is an Eilos or Shlomim and the animal dies, we don't. Did a race there, died, why? What's a realai? So you all know since first grade, a realai means that's Kotshim Shachayim Olam Achrayas, Chayim Achrayas, right? Why Chayim Achrayas, by the way? So the pshat is like this. You said a realai, you made a nether. Well, you go ahead and separate and say, this is the sheep for the Arielai. Arielai, the Hobi Arielai. Say, this is the Arielai. So Chaim learned that you weren't Mekayim the Nether yet. You weren't Mekayim the Nether yet. You said Arielai? You didn't bring it yet. You specified a certain sheep. Nothing happened yet. It's knocking the whole time. The clock is running. You said you were Mekayim yourself to bring a carbon. You didn't bring the carbon yet. So then, if I learned that that's what Kosham Shechayim Lechrayas means, that the Arielai is Mekayim. So then every second, then it's almost like Zayla, it's like stealing a chunk of cake. So then every second that the animal exists, every second that the Shepsel is in your house, you're saving you money. Because you have a real lie that's sitting on your head. And that real lie, that means the real lie is sitting on your head. And you have a give, you didn't bring it, you didn't bring it yet. So every second that the animal exists, it's saving you $1,000. Mamish, the exact same story of a guy who stole a truck of cake, and every second that the truck of cake is around, he's saving himself $1,000. That's called girl moment now. The Rav said, not like that, and I think the Velt says a diuk. The lashon of kotshim shechayv olem achrayis is a very modern lashon. What's about the kotshim shechayv? I'm chayv achrayis on the kotshim? I said a real lie, I have to keep my nether. The lashon of kotshim shechayv olem achrayis made the Biskarov nervous. What's about your chayv achrayis? The lashon of chayv achrayis is when I, for example, I take on myself to be a shomer. What happens afterwards? According to this Havana, which is the Poshet Havana, by the way, not like the Biskarov, like Reb Chaim, I don't have a chrayis what happens to the animal. Think about it for a second. I have a chrayis for an event that happened. I don't have a chrayis. The point is, I wasn't becoming mad yet. So the Harei is an engine that says, so bring a carbon. You didn't bring a carbon yet. The carbon died. So I'm a chayav. Because you said Harei Allah. You didn't do the nether yet. It's because I have a chrayis for what happens. The lashon of a chrayis is appropriate for a case where a guy's a shomer. Where a guy's a shomer. So the pshat is, and if something happens, you have achrayas. Why? Because you took on yourself achrayas. I never understood that kashrus shechayv achrayas means I took on achrayas. I was mekabel on myself, I didn't have achrayas. The word I said, a real lie. And if it's not this man, it'll be a different man. But the clock is ticking the whole time. Bring a carbon. The Biskarov said, and there's many reasons, that's not our topic now. The Rav said a tremendous chiddush. He said that the lashon of kotshim shechayv olam achrayis is kishmoy kenu. The Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis in Zvachim learns out from a pasuk the din of achrayis. It's not a svara, and that's really the makor of the Biskarov. That it's a pasuk. It's a special drasha. They have achrayis. And the Rav explained like this: that when a guy says harei alai, be'etzem mitzad the harei alai, if you went ahead and separated and said harei alai lahavi oila, and you said this is the oila, right? So you're done. What happens if the animal died afterwards? So the pshat of Reb Chaim was that if the animal dies afterwards, the original Harei says, okay, so not this animal, can bring a different animal. The Rav said not like that. The Rav said that Vival the din of Achrayas is learned out of a pasuk. So there's a new chi of Achrayas, that's how when the animal dies. In other words, you said Harei Alai Lavi Oila, you make me another. Bakasha. I said Harei Alai Lavi Oila. I went ahead and I said that this is the sheep. So I did. I was Mekai what I said. I said I'm going to bring an Oila, and I designated this is the Oila. What happens if the Oila got struck with lightning? And it died afterwards. That's not my problem. You said Harei Alai. I said Harei Alai. But what an Oila. The animal died. Was Kerech done? So why are you Chayiv, by the way? There's a new thing called Achrayas. Achrayas says that when the animal dies, you are not responsible to go replace it, but it's a new Chiv that's Chal after the animal dies. It's learned out of a Pasuk, by the way. It's learned out of Pasuk. It's mamish daimit to the gedarm of Shem Yechinam. It's daimit to the gedarm of Shmira, not Shem Yechinam Dafka. It's daimit to the gedarm of Shemir. The gedarm of Shemir is that the word is, I have achrayis. I have achrayis today. I did something to the animal. When the animal's going to die, it's going to kick in my responsibilities. When the animal's going to die, when the sheep's going to die, it's going to kick in your achrayis to deal with the thing and not pay it up. But it's not a result of the original real life. It's not the original real life. I said the rope, that the word is, I did my nether, I made the korban, my kashan, I'm done now. Just as exeris a kosum. This thing called a nether, this thing called a nedova. A nether means that when the animal's going to die, it's going to kick in what's called kachim shechayiv bachayisun. You have a chayis on the kachim. Azay talked about the pizza. Said Rabbi Sein, who said the whole world, that kachim shechayiv bachayisun is type 2. Kachim shechayiv bachayisun is type 2. Type 1 is stuck in the case of what do you call? Type 1 is stuck in the case of gzeil. When you stole it, then it's type 1 because you have a chiyuv. Now, the second you steal something, you have a chiyuv to give $1,000. You're not a shomer, you don't have a achrayis. You have a chiyuv to pay back $1,000, the heishiv, either the money or the object. So the clock is ticking. Rashi for this week's time, of course, overcome. The existence of the object is saving you money. There, Reb Chaim is right. But Chotim Shechayiv Achrayusin is type 2. So we're going with Reb Chaim on 90% of the way. We're agreeing to Reb Chaim that there's two ways of there's two types of Davar Grel Mom. And we're agreeing to Reb Chaim that the new title of the Gemara that when it's Be'en, we don't say Davar Grel Mom, is only in type 2. Because right now you don't have the Be'en. That he said, that's the teretz on the so he says, Kasha, that we're not agreeing with. Because he wants to tie it, that Kasha Shechayiv Achrayusin is a type 1 Davar Grel Mom. And we're proving from Rashi that it's a type 2. Rashi says Mefurish compares it to Al-Gumar. And Al-Gumar for sure is a type 2, by the way. Agumar for sure is a type 2. Agumar is that today I don't have any chiv. I'm ashamed, right? I don't have any chiv. I don't owe you money. When the object will be stolen, then I'll owe you money. But today I don't owe you money at all. The teretz is, about this Rashi is a big ride to the famous Yisrael of the Brisker Rav, that Achrayis is a newfound chiv that kicks in when the animal gets lost. Then it's chal and your Achrayis. Mamish like a guy who's a shamer, who the animal got lost. By the way, that's the lashon of the Gemara. Kachim Shechayiv Bachriyuson. You have Achrayis on the Kachim, which is a new din of Achrayis. That's what the Brisker Rav said. So it's very gishmak that Rashi holds like the Rav that the din of Achrayis is type 2. The problem is, it comes back to Kasha now, the Ketzayis from Sanhedrin. So what's the answer? If we agree to Reb Chaim that there's two types, we'll agree. And if we agree that type 2 is the only one that has the problem of Ben, because the type 1, the Ben, is mine now. The answer is, well, okay, we're talking about a future. And we agree that's what we're doing in Rashi, that Kotrim Shechayiv Achrayusim is type 2. Comes back to Kasha from Sanhedrin. So why in Sanhedrin is it called Shlal of the Voice? Why is it called that it belongs to the Yerani Dach? It's all over there, it's Ben. And over there, it's type 2, because over there, it's Kofim Shechayiv Achrayusin. As they affect the Ksais, over there, it's called Ben. Or rather, it's Ben, because the word is, in order to go ahead. One second. In order to go ahead and to. That's no Shas, we'll tell this. In order to go ahead and say that you're Chayiv in Sreif, you're making a mistake. In order to go ahead and say that it's chayiv in killing, it has to be part of the town. It's before the Gemara in Sukkot. In order for it to be chayiv in cherev, it has to be part of the town. It has to belong to the town, because you're valving ideas, which don't have relevance, though. In order to be chayiv in miso, okay, it has to be part of the town. And the part of the town is the banner. Right now, you don't have it. It's a futuristic zafka. When the animals won't get lost, you'll have achrayis. Comes back to Ketzayis Kasha. That means everything Reb Chaim said is very nice. Just the case of Kosham Shabbat, which is type 2. And in type 2, there's a problem with ban. Is Rabbi Sein taught us that L'chayr the Teretz is as follows. And now I'm going to tie everything together that I said. When the Gemara came along and said, in the Lishon of Basra, Asvara, that over here when it's Be'en, Rav Shimon didn't say his din. What did the Gemara mean to say? That B'chlal, we don't say the din of Dovah, Gran, L'mamun, K'mamun, we don't hold with the future at all. I'll leave this Gemara later on in Chavtes. Well, we do reckon with the future, a little bit, at least, the Gabi, the value. The answer is, what the Gemara meant to say was, and this is a raya, the Gemara meant to say that it's very nice, it's Dovah Gerel Lomom and Kamom and Dami. It's very nice that it's called Dovah Gerel Lomom and Kamom and Dami. It's very nice. But Lamaisa, that's not enough. Because for Bayi Rabbi Motze, I need to own, that's to be my chometz. For Bayi Rabbi Motze, it needs to be Lacha. Right? That's what we're looking for. We're looking to answer the stira. In order for it to be Lacha, in order to be called that you're holding chometz, it has to be chometz. What are you telling me? Oh, in the future, it's going to be mine. That's not enough. That's what the Gemara said. But right now, handling the bain is the bailas that you have on the shalei bain, the bailas that you're going to get in the future. That's not enough to go ahead and give it a din of right now by your Rabbi Watson. I repeat, if the Gemara meant to say that vibalt today you don't have a financial interest, if Shimon didn't say his din of Gemara in the moment, I don't have a tarot on the Ksoyas of the Kasha. I'm not going to have a tarot. Yeah, you tell me that when it's banned, there's no Rav Shimon. The whole Rav Shimon is a mistake. There's no Rav Shimon that today you own the ban. There's no Rav Shimon. That's what the Gemara meant to say. If the Gemara meant to say a different knach, the Gemara meant to say you want to use the bialus of the shaloi ben, you want to use the bialus of the shaloi ben, you want to use the bialus of the shaloi ben to give bialus today for bialus. Well, it doesn't mish. That's not enough. For the bialus on the ban. It's not like Rashi or Kasha. I want to go back to Rashi. What do you mean? What's the classic case of Rav Shimon? Where you steal what? You went ahead and stole. So Rashi, yeah, because when you steal it, the bialus is on the shaloi ban. The bialus is klapi the act of gneiv. Very tifa Rashi. I don't understand this Rashi now. Rashi Akasha, no. If there's a svara that says that a futuristic bialus in type 2 on the shaloi ban, we said was, you have a bialus legabi the shaloi ban that doesn't give you a bialus on the ban. So what's the classic case of Rav Shimon? That koshim shchayav achuzim that you steal, it's called re'eyu. Says Rashi, because in order to be chayav kefil, it's enough the bialus on the shaloi ban. Because gneiva is a reflection of the state when it's stolen already. So that's called the bialus of the shaloi ban. Klapi gneiva is enough to be called that it was stolen from re'eyu. But the Gemara never meant to say that it's not called b'chlal. We don't say davar galamon. The Gemara meant to say that to go ahead and give me a bialus in the state of today and say that when the chometz is sitting by me in my house, that's called loyra l'cha. That's not enough. That means there is a bialus in the future. You have a bialus of the future. The bialus in the future is enough for the future. You have a tifkait? The bialus of the future is enough for the future. So for Geneva, it's enough. For the classic case of Rav Shimon, which is that the object was stolen and then you're going to go pay kefil because it's called re'eyu, for Geneva, the future value is enough. But over here in Agama, we're not handling the future value. We're handling now, when it's in my house, sitting in my house, the cake, and I want to know, am I over or not? That's the pshat in the Gemara, first of all. So I once heard Rav Asher, he tined it. What I'm going to say now is not a teretz on the kasha of the ketos, but it's a watering down of it, of lowering the pain. Said Rav Asher, look, if the Gemara over here would have meant to say that when it's banned, there's no Rav Shimon, that means we don't reckon with future values. We don't reckon with future values. Future values don't interest me. So then the kasha from Sanhedrin, from Yerani Dachas, is a catastrophe. Said Rav Asher, but if the Gemara meant to say, we reckon with future values, by the way, we don't see we reckon with future values before Shem Rashi. Like Rashi says that about the future value is that when it's going to get stolen, it's going to be called mine, so then klapi the state of Shalei Ben, we do reckon with it. Because we don't reckon with it then. I want to use this Rashi again as a platform to point out. What did Rashi say? Rashi said the Gemara wasn't coming to be oikud there's no Rav Shimon when the object's banned. The Gemara's coming to say you want to use the future value for the state of ban that not. Says Rashi, what about the classic case of Rav Shimon? There I'm using the din of the garn l'mamon for the state of shaloi ban. The gabi tomorrow when it's going to be stolen, it's called that I stole it from re'eyu. So all the Gemara meant to say was that for the state of ban, the future bialus when it's going to be shaloi ban is not enough to make it yours now. Said Rav Asher, maybe ulai efshar. The level of bialus that you need for Eren Idachas is dramatically different. It doesn't say over there it has to be yours. It's a shlala. It says the shlal of the city. It belongs to the city. Maybe over there, that's the fact that you have something that in the future it's going to be called yours. That's enough to the hashaychus to the city. By the way, it's a very, very legitimate pshat. Not every place has to have, over here it says lacha. Over here it says lacha. It has to be yours. That means the chametz, in order to be over, it has to be called my chametz. It has to be called your chametz, because tomorrow, when it'll be stolen, that's tomorrow. But like got me the be'en, in order today to go tell me that I have a chiv by your own matzeh on this chametz today, I have a blob of chametz in front of me. You want to go tell me, I have to go get rid of it because I have your own matzeh. It's not my chametz. Tomorrow gives me a bialus. Legabi, the state of shaloi be'en. Said Rav Asher, it could be that for Eren Idachas, but it doesn't say l'cha. It says it's called shlal alavois, that the shlal, whatever is hashaychus to the city, it's called that hashaychus to the city. I'll say it even in a more lumbershoifen. The level that's enough for Geneva is enough for Eren Idachas to be called that it has shaychus to Eren Idachas. It belongs to Eren Idachas. By the way, it's a very gishmak of art. It doesn't have shaychus to Eren Idachas, but halle, the people in Eren Idachas have obligations on this animal. When the animal will get lost, there'll be costs which they'll have to pay for, yeah? That's cool, their animal. That's enough that it has shaychus to Eren Idachas. But when the Torah says, Lo'iro l'cha, the Gemara understood misfara, that the chametz has to be yours today. The chametz is not yours today. That's in a futuristic chametz. It has the epis hashaychus to me. That's not called my chametz. That means I'm saying something very clear that's not so clear. What's that? How can it be clear and not so clear? I'm saying that it could be that the standard of bialus that I need for something to be called Eren Idachas and the standard of bialus that I need for Bayer Rabbi Matzah is not the same standard. Maybe yeah, maybe no, but you can't ask a kasha steer from it. Verzakt, who says? All this is only true because we're retooling the pshat, the Gemara. The Gemara didn't mean to say there's no Rav Shimon b'chal. The Gemara meant to say there is a Rav Shimon. So that Reb Shimon is not enough for Bayu Rabbi Matzah. And by the way, I'm stressing again what I said earlier. And what's the Kamash Shalom in the Pasuk? It is enough for Chametz. It is enough for Chametz. But not more than that. For Rashi Kash, it's enough for Chametz. What do I do with the Gemara of Kosmos Shechai Bach Ruzon? Says Rashi over there, the Baalus is copy the Loiban. The Baalus is copy the state of the stealing. Not copy the state of now. But I'm looking for a Baalus to copy the state of now. And Ochanami, all I have is Exeris HaKosm for Chametz. I don't have Exeris HaKosm. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem. We're going to see two things. We're going to go back to the Lashon HaKama now, quickly. And then we're going to learn the Shitas HaRosh with other Mamrekonos inside, which is very totally in the rate we said. Now, what standard of Shmira do I need? Hashem Achino, Hashem Asachar, or Shoyal? What level of Shmira? It's by the Yalal HaMaisa. A guy has somebody else's Chametz. What level of Shmira of Pikadon do I need in order to be Chayiv? Very tifa rate. Follow the Mamrekonos carefully.